Good afternoon. The ridge of high pressure that's been in control of our weather through the weekend and now into the early part of the week is cresting overhead and beginning to move offshore. Still, it is strong enough to keep it dry today with plenty of sunshine. As the surface high pressure center drifts off the eastern seaboard, a return south to southwest wind flow will bring an increase in humidity today. And with that strong summer sunshine, we'll see temperatures soar into the middle and upper 80s, with some places reaching the 90 degree mark. At this point, we'll turn our attention to a new trough that will be pushing through southern Canada and the Great Lakes into Tuesday morning. With the approach of this trough and an associated cold front, we may see an isolated thunderstorm pass through along the Canadian border with New York and Vermont overnight and towards sunrise on Tuesday. However, as the front drops through the region and pivots across New England during the day on Tuesday, that's when we'll see our best chance at more widespread showers and thunderstorms for most of the region. Some of the storms could produce some heavy downpours, but before the front comes through, temperatures should have no problem reaching well up into the 80s once again with high humidity. Behind this front on Wednesday, we'll go back to mostly sunny skies and highs will dip into the lower 80s. The humidity will be scoured out again, but it'll make a comeback as we go through the rest of the week. It'll be dry on Thursday with highs in the lower to mid 80s and more humidity with a mix of sun and clouds in the upper 80s on Friday. Another front will make an approach to start the weekend with a chance of a shower or thunderstorm on Saturday, otherwise partly sunny in the mid 80s and temperatures bouncing back into the upper 80s with a mix of sun and clouds on Sunday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a front extending from the upper Mississippi Valley to parts of the Great Basin will produce showers and thunderstorms from the upper Great Lakes into parts of the northern plains. Meanwhile, monsoonal moisture and daytime heating will produce showers and thunderstorms over parts of the central and southern Rockies and the Great Basin in southwest. Some of the storms could be severe with gusty wind and heavy rain. And tropical moisture extending from the southeast to the southern plains along with upper-level impulses and daytime heating will produce showers and thunderstorms through Tuesday. A diurnal spike in the thunderstorms will develop over parts of the mid-Mississippi and the lower Ohio valleys. And in the tropics, Tropical Storm Chris continued to strengthen overnight and is expected to become a hurricane today. Chris has moved little over the last couple of days and is located about 195 miles south-southeast of Cape Hatteras, North Carolina. Chris is expected to remain nearly stationary for the next day or so before accelerating to the northeast and away from the U.S. mainland through midweek. The Canadian Maritimes could be in the path of Chris later in the week. And Tropical Storm Beryl dissipated last night but is still producing heavy rains, and the remnants will move south in Puerto Rico and the Virgin Islands over the next 24 hours. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City sunny in the upper 80s, Boston sunny in the upper 80s, and in Buffalo sunny and breezy with highs in the mid 80s. The average high temperature in Albany today 82 degrees, the average low 61. The record high 103 degrees back in 1936, and the record low 41 in 1963. Sunrise this morning was at 5:26 a.m., sunset this evening 8:35 p.m., 15 hours and 9 minutes of daylight, a loss of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunny and hot today with a bit more humidity and highs in the upper 80s. Mostly clear tonight with the risk of a passing thunderstorm near the Canadian border, lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, sunny and hot today with a bit more humidity and highs in the upper 80s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the lower to mid 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondack, sunny and hot today with a bit more humidity and highs in the mid to upper 80s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the lower 60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, sunny, hot today with a bit more humidity and highs in the mid to upper 80s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the lower 60s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. Sunny and hot today, a bit more humidity with highs in the upper 80s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the lower to mid 60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, more humid, a scattered shower or thunderstorm possible in the mid 80s. Mostly sunny, lower 80s Wednesday. A mix of sun and clouds, lower to mid 80s Thursday. Partly sunny Friday in the upper 80s. A scattered shower or storm Saturday, otherwise partly sunny in the mid-80s, and a mix of sun and clouds in the upper 80s on Sunday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.